The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 311. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Hey, what's good, everyone?
Adam Vale.
I did it wrong.
Let me go down. You said 311.
No, stop, man. Copyright. President, I'm trying to hear that shit. Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
And we got a very special guest tonight. Joining us, it's been a long time since we had you on here, brother, Mr. Gabe Zamora.
It's been a while. It's good to be back, though.
It's been a while. That's Aaron Lewis.
Hey, come on, man. We're circling back. Gabe, how have you been, man? With all this Rona shit, man, how have you been, brother? I know the answer, but let the fans know.
Yeah, I've been doing all right, man. I hear in New York, there's still plenty of stuff to do, and I just moved into an apartment, so. I've been pretty comfortable here anyways.
That's what's up, man. But yeah, since it's been a long time. Okay, because the last time we had you on with Tim, and we were arguing about something Nintendo related, as we usually do, you know?
Yeah.
So when we had you on that first time, we didn't do what we normally do with guests, right? So we're going to do that tonight. We are going to just find out a little bit about you, man. So start with your gaming origin story. How did you become a gamer? Like, what was the first game you got, first console, all that shit?
I mean, gaming origin story. My father was with the NES way back in 88, so I was like 3. I didn't know what the hell I was doing at the time, but you know, I played a little bit of Mario here and there. I never really beat it at that age, but that kind of got me into it. Like, instead of watching TV, play some games. I can't say that, you know, I was a good gamer, but I got to it around. You know, I think the first game that I beat officially was Super Mario World on the SNES. And the first game that really stuck with me was Link to the Past. But yeah, that's it. And then, you know, I just kind of have had a passion for that ever since. So that kind of adventure action sort of thing.
Yeah. And then, you know, how did that lead to you like deciding, you know what, I'm going to write about games and make a living off of this or make some kind of money off of this?
You know, that was actually during... I got laid off after working at retail for a while, and I didn't really know what to do with myself. So me and my then girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend at the time, were looking for something to do. She wanted to do writing, and I figured I wanted to do writing, so we started poking around. Started writing for Examiner.com, and then kind of moved on from there, doing freelancing and all that stuff. So I'm now just freelancing, writing for PC Mag and whoever else wants my article.
That's it. Yeah, for you guys who don't know, Gabe is my fellow writer over at PC Mag. I've known this cat for fucking years, even before that, you know. Even though I was never a part of the site, I always felt like I was an extra member of 2DX from back in the day. I was hanging out with you guys, you know. Jeffrey obviously is our mutual editor and also our drinking buddy and friend and all that, you know. So
yeah, yes.
Got a lot of history, man. It's good stuff, man. So yeah, tonight we're gonna have a regular show. Last week was all about the next gen consoles, obviously. It was crazy. Now the Europeans got their shit, so congratulations to all of them, seeing all these cats on Twitter posting stuff. And for you guys joining us tonight, we will be giving away yet another free game as part of Next Gen November. So about halfway through the show, we're going to be giving away a free game to one of the lucky people who have gone over to our Twitter and replied to our pinned tweet. And if you already replied, you're already good to go. You don't need to worry about that, you know. So we're going to spin our little wheel there. What the hell's the name of this thing again? Did we give it a name?
Wheel of Misfortune.
We gave it the wheel of something, but it was in Spanish. The last word.
La rueda de, like, I don't know.
La rueda de la fortuna.
I don't know, man.
Wheel of free shit.
The wheel of prizes.
Yeah, the wheel of prizes.
It was the wheel of prizes. Something for something.
I feel like we come up with a name for it every week, and then I forget it. We all forget it by like the next week, you know. So anyway, you're gonna be getting free shit. That's what counts. You're gonna be getting free shit. And shout out to our previous contest winners, Phantom Vash and Heaven Smile. They both got free games or digital codes for games. You know how it goes nowadays. And we shall see who the lucky winner is tonight. So stay tuned for that.
Hey Tony,
what's up, brother?
Are they still not selling $70 gift cards?
No, they're not. Nope. You know,
that's kind of stupid since all their next gen games are $70, right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, we had to tell the contest guys, like, guys, sorry, we only have $60 cards. That's, you know, we don't have $70 cards for either console right now, you know? But the thing is, here's the thing. 70 is still not the standard yet. It's becoming the standard. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's the standard for Sony games, isn't it? Is it all their games?
Not all their games.
Miles Morales isn't a full game.
Yeah, it's not a full game, yeah. No, it's true. That's not even a disc. It's not a full game.
That's how they sell it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't make the rules.
I don't know. Call of Duty, how much is that, Adam? Is that $70?
$70 console. $70. I think it's on current gen, it's 60, and then next gen, it's 70. That's, I think, why, is that they haven't standardized it yet. Once everybody jumps ship to next gen, you can expect the $10 raise. But in the meantime, just kind of have to 60 or 70.
Interesting. Yeah, because I know Sony first parties are $70, but I wasn't sure about the third parties.
Demon's Soul is 70. Third parties are, I believe, if it's a full release game, like a AAA game, it's gonna be $70.
Next
gen. So, but if it's current gen, you 60.
Yeah. So by the way, are we calling the PS4 gen last gen now? People, like, what is the consensus here?
It's last gen now.
It's last gen?
Just because some people are still playing doesn't make it not last gen.
Exactly. All right, Brett. You just want to keep bringing me down, do it.
Hey!
I'm not trying to. I'm still sorry.
Laughing. My wife said it, and you were like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Gabe, what's your take? Are we now in current gen with the PS5, or is the PS5 still next gen? Like,
I don't know, man. I've always been kind of iffy about how this works, because I feel like it's not a proper generation until you have some goddamn games to play. And having a handful of games that are available on current and next gen, or whatever you want to call it, doesn't really, I don't think it counts. Like, I feel like you got to wait at least a year before you can start going, all right, we've taken the next step now. These consoles are just fresh on the shelves. They just got there. I think, and there's nothing really new to play. Nothing's like groundbreaking as of yet. That we need to go, oh man, we really took a big step here. This is a huge generational. It's like, I don't know that point yet, you know?
Yeah. That we're gonna be waiting a while for that. Like, normally,
it was last gen too.
It was
like, how long did we have to wait?
2 years.
What was the one? Yeah, 2 years at least.
Bloodborne was the first game.
I was gonna say Bloodborne.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Brett, what were you saying, bro?
Did we wait 2 years to call it current gen after it came out?
I started in February. I'm like, okay, that's it. Now I'm calling them current gen. Like, that's how long I waited, you know, pretty much like until the next fiscal year, you know. I was like, fuck it, I'm moving on, because that's the way I've always done it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I was just thinking, like, I don't really, unless I'm describing it in an article or something, I'll just name the console I'm referring to rather than, oh, what generation it
is. Yeah.
So if it's a PS4 game, it's a PS4 game, rather than going, man, this is a good next-gen game. It's the game in the system.
Yeah. I'm just going with what I've done before, and the consensus seems to be we're just calling them current-gen now, and last-gen is PS4.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I won't argue.
It works, but it's something interesting. On that topic, we'll get to our main stories in a bit. I was thinking about this, right? What's up?
Just real quick on the whole...
Yeah.
This gen, last gen, next gen, whatever gen. I think we should just make the transition last week and just say it's now whatever last gen was. No, last gen is last gen. You know, PS4, Xbox One, that's last gen already. Because it's much easier to track it. You know, like last gen started 2013. You know, before that it was 2005 when the 360 came out. I think it just makes things easier, especially considering that generations get, you know, molded into each other now. They're kind of, it's more of a transition period than it is just a switch, and no pun intended. So I think it's I think it'd be just easier to say that next gen starts whenever the first next gen console release.
That works, you know. I'm not going to argue with that. Actually, you know, the thing I was going to say, I'll save it to the end of the show because let's get to our fucking topics already, man. First up, as you all know, the biggest story of the year was Microsoft buying Bethesda, and people were still kind of wishy-washy. It's like, are these games coming to PlayStation or not, right? Because Microsoft and Bethesda, they haven't said anything specific. We on the show believe those games are staying on Xbox. They're not going anywhere. But now one of their executives said something that's got people going, oh, they're coming to PlayStation now, right? So he, you know, this guy's name is Tim Stewart. He is, what is this guy's official title here? Xbox Financial Chief Officer. So he said that he wants Bethesda games first or best on Xbox. So, Gabe, why don't you start us off, man? What do you make of this statement? And what do you think about the possibility of these games coming to PlayStation?
I'm not surprised, to be completely honest with you, but I think a lot of that is only because Bethesda's got a lot of kind of like, they got their hands in a lot of different consoles, I guess. But say something like Elder Scrolls, for example, has always been out there for PC as well as, you know, on Sony's consoles as well. And while Microsoft does have a strong focus on PC as well, I would not be surprised if Bethesda already has some titles in the works for Sony's console. And that's why Microsoft might be hesitant to pull the plug on those projects at the moment. I mean, it could be. I mean, you guys seem like you said you were convinced that they're going to stay on Xbox.
I was.
You had an earlier conversation about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think Adam was. I'm just talking about like new games. Like we have Deathloop that's coming to PlayStation. We knew that already, and there's one or two other games that we already know are coming to PlayStation. So maybe this statement was kind of referring to them going, they're going to be best on Xbox or something along
that. I mean,
but I think like Fallout 5, Elder Scrolls 6, I think they're not going to be on no PlayStation.
I see them as time exclusive. That's what I thought.
Like, I think the thing is that, again, this is another sort of non-answer. He's not saying that they're locking anything down, or he's saying that they're on there. He's saying he would hope if it was done this way, it would be best on Xbox. But again, I don't think, to be honest, this is the having Bethesda games on their console as the attracting fruit to get people in there is probably the best thing they could possibly do. The minute they leave that door open is the moment that they start losing people, because at this point in time, their services do not offer anything unique from anything else that's on the market right now. They're just selling you legacy.
Yeah. I feel like the legacy goes a long way, though. I mean, just
legacy does go. Right, legacy does go a long way, but at the same time, there always has to be something there to sort of attract people. Say, okay, this is the one thing I can do on this thing.
Oh no!
Even PC,
sure.
even PC, like, you know, people don't just go, hey, look, I'm just going to go buy a bunch of old games. No, they're still going to go when they go and invest in a new video card, they're going to go and buy the new hot game that takes advantage of the ray tracing and all the high frame rates that the new cards could do. You do need those sorts of showcases.
Oh yeah, you know, I absolutely agree. I know exactly what you're talking about because yeah, if it was legacy alone, I would just stick with my Xbox One. I don't need, you know, an Xbox Series X to play backwards compatible games, even though that's a nice feature. And that's what it is a feature. It's not really, the legacy isn't really selling. I completely agree with you. But I think, I forgot who someone mentioned something about exclusivity. Like, I can see that being a thing where not like console exclusive, but like limited exclusive.
Yeah, that doesn't mean for the time. I would not be surprised. 6 months, maybe, yeah. I hope not.
Sony's been doing that for ages. Like, for example, I just got a press release a couple of days ago about Neo 2 coming out on PC.
Yeah.
Because they have the year exclusivity on console first. And that's great, you know, and I can see Bethesda doing something like that, or Microsoft, excuse me, doing something like that with Bethesda games where you play it first on Xbox Series X, and then a year later you can play it on PC and on PS5.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. The thing is, you know, my reasoning is like, they paid $7.5 billion. I'm like, yo, they want to make their money back. I don't think they're going to be, you know, putting it out for everybody to get. Like, this is a great way for them to actually bolster Game Pass, because as I've always said, Game Pass, great service. Its biggest Achilles heel is that it has games nobody cares about. You have Bethesda games on it, people care about those games. So that'll be a big thing. If they have it on PlayStation, you're giving people a choice. I'm like, don't give people a choice, man. Lock them down to your shit, you know?
Oh, no, no. I agree with that as well. But I think that my line of reasoning is that I think they have had these games in the works already, and that's why they're allowing these couple of games to come through. But I would not be surprised if maybe in a year's time they're going to start locking these to PC and Xbox Series X exclusive. Yeah.
I definitely think that. Like, I think with the games that have already been officially announced and have dates and whatever it's like that, I think those will be the ones that you're going to still see. But I do think that the ones Starfield, which is all up in the air. You don't know when that thing's coming. I think games like Starfield are probably going to get locked down. Maybe even Elder Scrolls too.
Yeah. Sure.
But everything else that already exists that we already know is coming, you know, I think those will stay out there. But I mean, here's the thing. That's why they sort of give you these sorts of open to your interpretation sort of comments, you know, like, hey, we're thinking about it. It's a case by case basis, stuff like that. Because number one, the minute they say they're going to lock it down, especially now when Microsoft is at somewhat weak point because they don't have any sort of, you know, first party showcases, even small first party showcases. So I think they rather than concentrate on saying we're going to close the door, they're concentrating on the other things. So, okay, all the things that you can do on Xbox and all the, you know, hey, look, the games look, you know, the old games look a bit better on there. You know, they're concentrating on that stuff. And then once they have a foothold, you know, on everything, once there's dates and things signed up for all the different games that they got coming, you know, on the pipeline, that's when they're going to start really talking about this stuff. But I think it's a little too early for them to start closing down the gates before everybody's gone into the amusement park.
Yeah, one thing he also says. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I mean, don't you guys think? I would imagine they'll let some of their games on, just not necessarily their flagship games. Like, I mean, if you think about it, having some games that, you know, the entire gaming community is familiar with, and then having those the exclusives locked down to Microsoft and all those things that you know and play that have, you know, kind of household name, they're on Game Pass. So it's kind of the whole, like, you know, you give them a little bit for free and kind of entice them into the ecosystem. It's not going to do Microsoft a whole lot of good to have a bunch of games on Game Pass that nobody necessarily recognizes. For big ones, like, yeah, people recognize Elder Scrolls. People recognize Fallout. People know about Starfield. But, you know, like, what about the next Doom? People know about that. They could use it to grab a larger audience and then put it on their Game Pass as an attractor. So I do believe that there will be some things in there, especially, you know, kind of little side things or little small things where they're trying to build up IP. Sure, that's fine. But the thing about, like, Skyrim about Elder Scrolls is Skyrim had a shelf life of 10 goddamn years. People were still buying it. It's not a kind of thing that stops selling after a certain amount of time. So that's why I'm kind of dubious about even the timed exclusives, because, you know, it's kind of like GTA. It's just an evergreen title. It just keeps selling, and every day, you know, somebody gets, you know, it's kind of a definitive game. It's a very strong franchise. It's been around for a while. So, yeah, I think that just having that in the pocket for people to be like, oh, man, I can play, you know, Bulletstorm or this or that or Deathloop on Game Pass as well. You know, I've only bought a couple of those games. There's a few more in there that I haven't played, plus Elder Scrolls, plus Fallout, plus not Star Citizen. Starfield.
There you go.
So, I understand why they're saying, hey, you know, it's going to be a case-by-case basis. The thing I don't really understand is, because Microsoft and Bethesda have had a long-running relationship, you know, Elder Scrolls 3 was an exclusive. So I don't understand why a lot of people think that it's going to be this way. For me, it's just the opposite. It's, you know, explain to me why you think that they would publish these giant games on a competitor's console. A lot of people say, well, you know, they're going to sell more copies. To which I say, isn't that true for Spider-Man? Isn't that true for Mario Brothers? Isn't that true for literally any other game? Yet Nintendo doesn't do it and Sony doesn't do it. So why is
Why are people expecting Microsoft to do it? That part genuinely confuses me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like the other guys do it. I
think it's because they see Minecraft and stuff like that. When they see but those, it, well, they did it with this one.
Yeah, but Microsoft, but Minecraft was already out though. It was already out.
But they didn't pull it. They could have just pulled it.
But they, no, they yeah, but they're they not. Yeah, they're not going to pull any games now either. You know.
They're not going to pull Fallout 76 from...
Yeah,
from...
They're not pulling games. They specifically said we're not pulling any games away, you know?
I know.
It's all about...
They're going to leave those sorts of things that are already out there alone. It's the new shit that you got to worry about, you know? It's like, hey, you know, they make decent money off of Minecraft. It's a sort of evergreen, but at the same time, I think... When you start talking about new titles, and that's what a lot of this is about. It's really about the new titles, and it's not so much about the legacy. Legacy is nice. It's great to have legacy. But again, like, what are we – no console has ever been sold on legacy.
Yeah, no, you're
Microsoft,
right.
Microsoft at this point in time is only sort of left with legacy because they have really nothing to showcase. Their biggest game, Halo, on its initial showing, totally unimpressed every single person who actually watched that video.
Shout out to Craig, though.
But so now that they don't have anything, come on, the thing is literally sitting on the box. They thought they were going to have a Halo game on their console on day and date.
Yeah, so all they have is legacy. That's the problem.
They only have legacy. So now it's like, okay, what's now? Here's the thing. Like, the big question is, like, what's in the pipeline? What are we going to see? And I think if they were to cut down, if they were going to chop down the whole Bethesda stuff, I really think it's not the best idea, especially when they want you to get onto their service.
I think they're just hedging their bets because it's, you know, they might go to the strategy of, well, all these Bethesda games are going to be exclusives and they're only going to come out on Game Pass, or, you know, things aren't looking good and we have to release this on everything else so we can recuperate the money, you know? Mm-hmm. So they don't want to look stupid and say, yeah, all of these titles are only going to be available on Game Pass, while, you know, 3 years in the future, you know, Elder Scrolls 6, you know, is going to come out for all consoles, and, you know, even the Switch Pro, whatever. So I think that's just, they're just hedging their bets to, it's more of like, you know, dipping our toes in and not going into the water completely. They don't know. I don't think they even know if the next Fallout or the next Elder Scrolls is going to be on both consoles. I still think they're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that, because think about it like this, right? Let's just say, you know, the Xbox the Xbox Series X is not selling that well. Game Pass not doing that well. Then we'd be like, fuck it. Maybe we have no choice but to put these games on other consoles, you know? It could be that. But on the flip side, the X is doing great. Game Pass subscriptions are blowing up. Then be like, fuck it. We're keeping our shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think is going to happen. Go ahead, bro. Gabe, go ahead.
My thinking is that... like, a lot of Bethesda games do really well on PC. And Microsoft, naturally, is going to benefit from that, whether it's exclusive to the Xbox or it's just going to be exclusive to the Xbox and PC, then I think they'll be fine at just on those two. They don't need to go to any other console other than they want to. You know, Skyrim got milked 10 years straight on how many different consoles?
Yeah, right.
That came out on PC. It came out on PS. Was it, not PS3. Was it Xbox? No, it wasn't. It was.
Came out on Switch.
Came out on Switch for sure. Yeah, but it's been on so many different. Play that damn thing on a Texas Instrument. Point.
Mm-hmm. No, it did come out on a PS3, by the way.
It did, right? So it was like last gen, the current gen, all that. Like, it came out on so many different SKUs at this point. Like, but that was just, that's all Bethesda's doing. But I mean, I like to think, maybe I could be off base here, that it did probably best on PC. I mean, that's where I think most people played with it, because you just mod and do all kinds of crazy stuff on it. Yeah. That's usually the case with a lot of Bethesda's games, like, or at least a lot of Fallout and Elder Scrolls, because these games tend to be honestly buggy messes when they release, and so you have the community in there messing with things to make the games as smooth as possible. So, like I'm saying, I think just Xbox, just PC, they'll be fine if that's the route that they decide to go with.
Yeah, no, so I didn't think about that. You're right. Like, those games actually do very, very well on PC. So, yeah, that those sales won't be lost at all.
Exactly.
So it should be interesting. But, again, you know, and we've discussed it before, Microsoft will not make a definitive statement on this as long as they can. They will not say, no, they're not coming to PlayStation. They're not going to say that.
No, not yet.
Not yet, yeah. Not until they have to, you know? But, yeah, because, again, just to bring it up, the games that are currently on PlayStation and are slated to be on PlayStation are going to suddenly be pulled, you know, because people are worried about that. You don't got to worry about that. It's just the new stuff, Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 and Fallout 5. Those are up in the air, you know, but we'll see. We shall see. All right. Any last thoughts on this before we move on? I think we pretty much covered it.
I hope.
What happened to Mass Effect? What?
It might be like what happened with Mass Effect when EA wound up purchasing that franchise, and there were still
BioWare. They purchased BioWare.
Yeah. So I forgot which. I think it was one or two, or maybe just one. I think one. It was Mass Effect one.
One was on Xbox exclusive. Yeah.
And it'll be that type of situation because a lot of people are talking about that exclusive that's coming to PlayStation. That time loop one ever was.
Yeah, Deathloop. That's a Bethesda game. Yeah.
So maybe it might be the sequel. Will be on the Series X. You know.
Yeah, it could be.
That type of deal.
So, yeah, we'll see, man. We shall see.
We'll see about that.
We will see about that, you know. All right, moving on here to our boy, Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan's talking that talk again.
Here we go.
So he said a bunch of things. He was talking about how he thinks that $70 games are, fair, or it's a fair price. You know, he said that. He said some other stuff. But the thing we're going to focus on right now is, you know, this is what set the, you know, internet a little bit of a blaze this week. He was asked about God of War coming to PS5, and he gave the standard industry answer. We're not talking about that at this point. So everybody was assuming, oh, that's it. It's coming to PC. It's coming to PS4. It's like, guys, you got to understand, like, these guys make these type of comments all the time. You could ask Activision right now. Will you come out with a new Call of Duty game in 2021? We're not talking about that, knowing damn well they're coming out with one, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, to be fair, right, we've seen Death Stranding, Horizon Zero Dawn come to PC. We've seen that Horizon 2 is coming to PS4, so maybe Ragnarok may not be a PS5 exclusive because, again, they haven't confirmed it one way or another. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that Death Stranding was a particularly, I guess, kind of a unique case because during its announcement, they kind of let slip that it was coming out on PC.
That's right.
And then people got butthurt real fast, and so they just stopped talking about that. So people just kind of assumed that it was going to come out on PS4 for, you know, exclusively. Until, of course, it did come out on PS4, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's also coming out on PC.
I want to make a note.
Oh, go ahead.
Just a quick note on that. I want to give a huge shout out to the one person or the one of the two people that are not here that are normally here on the show, and specifically Brian, who called this out like day one.
Yeah, he did.
Remember? So, yeah, sorry, I just wanted to,
go ahead, to mention that.
So, but in the case of God of War, I think that anybody thinking it's coming to PC is probably jumping the gun a little bit. I don't think that's what is implied by that non-answer that Ryan gave. Rather, I think that this console generation has just started. I think it would be foolish of them to develop full swing on PS5 or a game that kind of started off on the PS4 as it is. I don't think, if it's in development, which I'm assuming that it is at this point, it's probably going to be coming out on PS4 and on PS5.
Yeah,
I would be very surprised if it's coming out exclusively on PS5. Simply because this generation is too new, it's too young. I don't think that they're going to abandon the player base that they've established with the PlayStation 4 just to release an exclusive game on PS5. I mean, maybe I could be wrong, but I just don't. I don't see so many people jumping to the PS5 to play God of War just yet.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. If this game is coming out next year, because we don't know the release date for this thing. If it's coming out next year, it's coming on PS4. After that, it may be an exclusive if there's enough PlayStation 5s out there, because they can't justify it right now. I don't even know how many PlayStation 5s have been sold at this moment, but it's definitely not 100 million like the PS4. So that's the reason.
Certainly is not.
Yeah, so
they sold three for me, and I still haven't gotten one.
Right, shit, man, it's crazy right now. But yeah, and God of War Ragnarok, it actually is in development. They talked about it. I think it was Corey Barlog. He said, "Yeah, we're making the game," but we all knew that was coming. You know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if the game does come out on PC maybe a year later. You know, it's possible.
If God of War, the 2 year ago release comes out on PC, then I would say yes. God of War Ragnarok would also come on PC. As it stands now, what the only games that I could think of that came out on PC that were exclusive, Horizon? Is that it?
Horizon, yeah.
Yeah. Horizon and Death Stranding.
Yeah,
but Death Stranding I don't think was originally exclusive to begin with.
It wasn't, Death Stranding's the only one.
The only reason why that even happened is because of the way those guys designed the engine. I think the Horizon engine in general was the Decima engine initially when they first developed it for the Killzone games, they had that originally running purely on PC, not even in the PlayStation environment. So yeah. So that's probably why that thing happened.
Yeah. No, I didn't even think about that. It's like, yeah, if God of War 2018 comes out on PC, sequel's coming to PC too. So yeah, that's something, I guess you could say the Horizon Forbidden West will be coming to PC eventually. But Sony already did say that they don't plan to be bringing these games out on day and date to PC. But they also did say they do want to bring their exclusives to PC. So it's going to be kind of interesting. But I still suspect a lot of their PC games, or you know, the PS PlayStation games to PC will probably be PlayStation 4 games for a while, you know, until the PS5 games start coming up. But yeah, we'll see about that, as Richard Bailey would say, you know.
But the PC versions of these games, the prices are not going up, right? So if it's $70 for next gen, it's not, they're not raising the price.
For what?
You know, I haven't checked, but that would be a good question. I like
to.
Yeah. Oh. What you mean for PC? PC games ain't going
up. Yeah.
They ain't going up, bro. The games aren't even $60 most of the time, you know?
There's always like some kind of sale.
It's exactly. And I'm not even talking about like a sale that happens afterwards. I'm talking about even before the game drops, it's already a fucking sale, you know? I've never bought a PC game full price. They're always fucking like $50 or less, you know? And this is legally too, people, you know? It's crazy, man. But yeah, Jim Ryan, he got people's feathers ruffled. That's what he usually does. People don't like. I don't like the guy either, man.
He's not good at not being a business guy.
Yeah,
he's literally just bluntly telling you, we're gonna fuck you over, and you're gonna still buy it. You know,
he's kind of a dick. I don't know why they keep letting him talk.
Yeah. Well, he's PlayStation guy. He's the head of PlayStation.
Yeah, he just blatantly he bluntly just tells you, no, we're not doing that, or we don't believe in general. You know, like just blunt. I just feel like they need to just have a go between somebody to stand in front of them to kind of like round off the edges a little bit.
I don't know, man. I feel like Jim Ryan's whole approach and attitude is kind of I think the whole old Sony kind of sits with Jim Ryan and his fucking attitude. You know, it'd be fine. Yeah, it'd be better, I guess, if somebody found somebody to break the news harder to or easier to us. But I feel like it'd be even better if somebody didn't have the mindset of fuck them, you'll buy it anyway. Like that's where it kind of seems to start. I personally would be a lot happier if somebody else took the helm. But I mean, it's not like he doesn't have some good ideas. It's not like PlayStation's not doing well, but there's also the parts where it's not doing well and he's kind of a dick.
Here's the thing, like Ryan, one thing about him, I mean, granted he has been in the industry for years, he is still riding the coattails of the four.
Yeah.
He's still riding the coattails of the four and what the success that those guys created at that point in time. So I want to see once the dust has settled, once the PS4 dust has settled, what do we got left on this thing? Because at this point in time, it's interesting stuff, but I also think it's like, okay, so now since we've already had the legacy out of the way now you're on your own, Ryan, PlayStation, what do you have? Because right now, Because right now what we're seeing with the play, I mean, I don't think the PlayStation's doing horrible, but at the same time, there's some annoying things about the four that it seems like they should have, the five, they should have really handled.
I think that this is going to be, sorry to be pessimistic. This is going to be another shit show like last generation was, where you're going to have 2-year window of re-releases and like shared, like not exclusivity, but like everything that's coming off the next 2 years is coming out on PS4 too, is my strong suspicion. Everything. Cause it, like, what was everything that they showed during the PlayStation showcase in July? Was it?
Yeah.
I believe everything that they revealed there, or most of the things that are like Forbidden West and a couple of other games, they revealed within a day would be also coming out on PS4. So I'm not surprised that God of War is coming out on PS4, because I think that's what he's implying by giving that a non-answer. And I kind of expect that this generation, for at least the first year and a half, if not 2 years, will be nothing more than these like cross-platform sort of games, PS4, PS5, or re-releases, kind of like Miles Morales with a little extra. Buy the game again, but this time we have some DLC that we're adding on. That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that we're definitely going to be getting that for the next 2 years.
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah.
Whenever you join this podcast, don't ever worry about being pessimistic or about Sony.
Oh no! If you knew me personally, I'm sure Tony knows exactly the type of person I am.
Yeah.
I can assure you, I am about as negative as person can get. I'm just toning it down a little bit here, but I fully expect this generation, at least the first 2 years, to be an absolute shit show. I'm not positive at all about. I'm not looking forward to it. I have no motivation like you guys. Even though I could write it off as a fucking tax expense, I'm not buying a next-gen console. I don't give a shit. I really don't. There's nothing about... I don't care. I played Demon's Souls already. I'm good. You know, I don't care about Spider-Man. You know what I mean? And why? Like, I already have an Xbox One. I can replay all my old games on my Xbox One. I don't need a Series X. What, like, why, who the fuck are these, like, there's no appeal, for me at least. No one, and there's no killer app either.
That's exactly why I have, well, then again, I don't usually buy a console initially, like, on day and date. But yeah, exactly, I echo those same sentiments. At this point in time, you know, with the thing, a little bit of sums they got out there, but it's not enough to invest in a console.
No, not at all.
I want to say a lot of us are at least half in the boat of, I got it because I'm going to get it anyway eventually. May as well do it now.
Yeah, dude, I said I bought the shit, and I'm still telling people you don't need to buy a next-gen system. You really don't, you know? You can play Miles right now on your PlayStation 4, you know? Like, the only big one is, like, Demon's Souls. You could play that on your PS3 if you still have that, you know?
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't too impressed with the remake either from what I've seen, so... Really are not missing very much if you dust off your PS3 and play that game. Yeah. I think they even use some of the same code from the original.
Oh, yeah, it's running off the same code. The new game, right? The remake is fire, though. We're not taking that away, but like, no,
it's a great game.
Yeah, but underneath it's still the same game.
It's the same way the way Shadow of the Colossus works too. It's the original game is running the Blue Point engine on top. So it's like the original game is underneath, and then on top of it, it's running all of the other stuff. That's you know, the pretty graphics. That's why it only took them 3 years to do.
Yeah, they did it pretty fast. But yeah, no, this generation. I mean, we've said this a bunch of times. Don't expect these only next gen games to drop until 2 years from now. Just like 2015 was the year when all these games started dropping: Bloodborne, Witcher, Batman, like games that were only on those consoles. You know, for the first 2 years. All the big games were all cross all systems, so you know,
except for Knack.
Yeah, except for Knack and Killzone, but you know, we don't need to be talking about those games.
Don't talk about it.
We ain't talking about those games, bro. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. But I mean, you do get some good benefits, like the, you know, I'm really enjoying the fidelity modes of ray tracing and shit. I know PC has had ray tracing, you motherfuckers, man. Every time I post pictures, I'm like, look at this ray tracing. Oh, do you know that PC has had ray tracing for 3 years? This I fucking know. Shut up.
Well, I mean, in their defense, Tony, You know the PC has had ray tracing for.
I do for 2 years. I do know that. I'm not saying it's fucking new. And Gabe, I love it. Every time I post it, I'm like, let me wait for it. There he is. There's the fucking PCMR guy. You know.
But here's the thing, ray tracing is also not a new thing. Even with PC, some console games actually have versions of ray tracing themselves as well. So the only difference right now is that they have a hardware solution, because ray tracing in general, software ray tracing in general, is taxing on a system. That's why they don't use it a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that. I think that – does anybody here have Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition?
No, I do not.
Has anybody bought that?
No.
Because I saw a video on YouTube of somebody like – messing around with the system and the settings, and from what I've observed, ray tracing really tanks the performance of that fucking game. Like, yep. It absolutely tanks it to the point where it's almost not worth using. Because, like, for an action game like that, yeah, the reflections are nice, it looks good, but for the performance hit, it's really not worth using, because it's an action game. You want that high performance. You want that nice solid frame rate. You don't want this shitty fluctuation stuff, because it's not supposed to be a cinematic game.
Hold on.
It's hard action.
It's not even like locked 30. It's like it fluctuates.
No. It's Devil May Cry in general. Like, yeah. The Capcom is kind of wizards when it comes to the Devil May Cry games.
Yeah.
These games perform outrageously well on either console or on PC. I don't know if it's just the engine scales really well. So you can expect good performance if you're playing the game, unless you switch on ray tracing. At which point, all of a sudden, like, it doesn't matter how fucking good, you know, your engine is, that shit is going to tank the performance. I don't think it's like 30 FPS, but it's not like the 140 FPS that it's normally performing at, you know? Yeah. Like, I could play Devil May Cry 4, Devil May Cry 5 at like 120 FPS on my PC. It runs beautiful. And my PC is like, I got an old 970, you know? So for it to have that strong of an effect on the game's performance, it just seems to me like it's technology that has to be used sparingly. If you're not going to do it right, don't use it at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like it's a situation. Oh, go ahead, Brett. Go ahead. I'll say my piece later. Go ahead.
I want to ask a stupid question. I had thought that they had some specific hardware set aside specifically dedicated to ray tracing or something.
Sony said something along those lines. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yes. So like, I'm wondering if it's not so much that you can't do ray tracing before, and that it's got a special, you know, side booster kind of thing that basically processes the ray tracing aside from the game, so it doesn't affect performance. Like, if that's what it is, how long have we had? Do we have video cards with the same kind of setup?
Well, the new RTX from NVIDIA, the 3000 cards, they have ray tracing. It literally says RTX for ray tracing on the name.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So wouldn't the equivalent be like when people say like, well, PC has had ray tracing for years? Be like, yeah, so has video games, but how long have you had dedicated hardware for it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Great counter. I should use that, Brett, on these motherfuckers. But you know they're going to counter some other shit. You know,
I just throw some facts out. Find the first video card that used it and be like, you know, PCs haven't had dedicated ray tracing hardware until blank.
Yeah.
You know, and just compare apples to apples, man. Like, I'm sure PC is still going to win. I'm sure it is. And they'll, you know, like, well, it was stupid around 2 years longer. But like, man, it's not like a 10-year gap here. And even then, it might be the new consoles just fucking came out, man. Like, it's the first ones we've had in 7 years.
Yeah.
I don't expect 7-year-old tech to be topping PCs.
again, like, you know, it's cool. It's a, you know, a lot, you know, definitely they'll probably figure out ways to sort of optimize it. I mean, because even so, like, it's still, you know, despite it having, I think they have sort of light versions of whatever the RTX has. Right. So it's like it does do it, but it doesn't do it to the point the way the RTX does it. You know, there's still sort of limitations. But at the same time, when you have a ray tracing lighting solution, they won't need to do as many tricks to kind of get lighting to work correctly.
Yeah.
You know, where like in other words, they'll have to, you know, you have one light, you have like a shadow map, you have all kinds of other things. A lot of that'll be, you know, rendered in sort of real time. But right now, it seems like everybody's sort of using it for reflections.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's been. But, man, I got to say, though, on Spider-Man, it's fucking crazy. Like, and I switched back and forth. I was like, okay, Like, cause, and I used to be that dude. I used to be like performance over everything. But now this TV and this console has changed my mind. Like, no, I want the fidelity now. This shit looks fucking nice, man. Those reflections are crazy. You know, like I switched with Spider-Man, I put it on 60 frames. I'm like, yeah, it moves nicer, but I don't have any fucking lighting anymore. I need that lighting
there's,
back.
Also, there's also you know? there's also a model quality change in the performance mode too. You know, they have this new hair shader that they use in Miles Morales.
Yeah, Miles Morales' hair is different, man.
Yeah, his hair actually changes on the when you switch on the fidelity mode. His hair change, his hair changes, and Peter Parker's hair changes because they have some sort of I forgot what it is, but it's a GPU. It what was that?
Is it TressFX?
I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's I think it's very similar to the way Shadow of the Colossus remastered used to render hair, where it's not a it's something that's rendered by the engine and not like a physical object that's on something. Right. Like in other words, before they would use these sort of like you know transparencies for hair to make it look like hair sweeping in different directions. For in this situation, they're supposedly using some other way to actually just make the hair on there. It's weird.
Yeah. Like they talked about that. Digital Front talked about how like Miles Morales had this one part, he's wearing like a hoodie, you know, the hoodie with the fur around it. Like the fur looks different depending on if it has the fidelity mode on or not, you know,
Which
is pretty crazy. But see, with a game like Spider-Man, you can get away with 30 frames a second because, you know, it is an action game, but it's not like heavily dependent on timing. A game like Demon's Souls, I am not turning on that fidelity mode. Like, I want that shit at 60. I need that performance for that game, you know? Plus, it's not many, that game doesn't even have ray trace. I'm like, what the hell's the point? It's just ups it to 4K. I'm like, you could barely tell the difference, you know? So, but with that game, even if it did have ray tracing, I think I'd probably stick with the performance. So it's a situational thing because Demon's Souls, you need that fucking precision, you know?
The one thing about Demon's Souls, though, is that it, like, yeah, it, they definitely, you know, Bluepoint really wanted to make it run at 60 frames per second. They just wanted it to run really solid and stuff like that, as they did with the Shadow of the Colossus game.
Yeah, I mean, so, in the Digital Foundry interview, they specifically said, like, that is the default for a reason. That's how they want people to play it. Obviously, the options are for 4K if you want it, but they're like, this game was really meant to be run in that performance mode, you know?
Yeah. So it looks great. I mean, to be honest, like, would you be, if somebody said there wasn't ray tracing in there, would you be able to tell?
I don't know. Yeah, because they do such a good job. You're right about that. You know,
I mean, they use like they do a lot. It's the game is a lot of older techniques. It's like, you know, screen space reflections. It's, you know, global illumination solutions. Plus, the whole game is fucking overcast.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right. Yeah, they don't
I mean, it's cloudy. So, I mean, what kind of, what reflected light? It's all, bland gray light anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, they do have reflective light.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
I mean, they do a really good job, like, in the sense that, no, you're right. And I'm saying, like, even in the terms of that, like, reflecting light, you put on a magic weapon, like, the blue glow will reflect off your character model. Yeah. So, or the red from the
It goes onto the character, but reflected light would be if your character is standing in front of a white wall with a glowing hammer in his hand, is the light from the hammer bouncing off the wall and illuminating him as well as the hammer illuminating him? That's what ray tracing does.
Right.
Additional light sourcing that happens from naturally doing it. The best way example I can say is like if you take your hand, you know, you put it into some light and then you put your hand next to it, you notice that the reflected light up from your hand will also change the color of change the color. See? If you can see that thing. Mm-hmm. But that's
yeah, you still,
that's
you still look brown to me.
But yeah, you see, like, I have blue lighting, and then you'll see, like, it'll get more red while my hand is in front of it. See?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. All right, good stuff.
Artist thing.
Yeah, artist. There you go. Are we ready for the contest, man? You good? Or
let me close down what I was doing and set that up.
But yeah,
so vamp for a little bit.
Okay, yeah. The thing I was going to say before is totally off topic, but there's something I was thinking about, right? And this has all been on record, too. This has all been on record on Twitter here on Throwdown. I've always said $500 consoles will be hard to sell to people because of history. Every time you've had a $500 console, it never did well, right? We're in a new paradigm, people. I was just, you know, one of those ideas where you have...
Wasn't it $600?
No. I've always said $500 consoles. This is true. Every $500 console has never done well at all, right? And I was thought, I was like, okay, we just had two $500 consoles released, and they're both sold out. I can't make that statement anymore. It's over.
I feel like
Adam, we won.
Like I look, so that's the question I'm posting to you guys, and Gabe, you can answer first. Like, is 500 now the new 400? 400 used to be that sweet
spot. I think he's right. This is a unique situation.
Yeah.
We're still recovering from this pandemic shit.
We're still stuck at home, dude.
Yeah, like, I think that's what it is. Again, I'm asking because I don't know the answer. I just want to know, get it from you guys. Like, Manny, let Gabe go first, then you go next.
Yeah, Gabe, go ahead.
I honestly think that so much has happened within the past 8 fucking months that, like, people are laid off, people can't work, people are, you know, furloughed, whatever the hell the case is, unemployed. A lot of people are just staying home, and Netflix is not going to cover it. You know, that's shit's not cutting it anymore. And if there's something new out there to pick up and play, and you have the free time, I feel like that's kind of what it is. People just snatching that up and grabbing it. And that's it. I think it's as simple as that. I think that we're in a situation right now where there's more people out there who are available, can buy it, will buy it. I don't think it's necessarily that these games, these systems are so hot that people just absolutely have to own them. I just think it's more of a situational thing.
Yeah, because the reason I'm asking is because I haven't heard a single person complain about the price. Like, $5, okay, sure, why not, you know?
Yeah, that is a good point, though. That I would not be able to argue. That is weird, because I feel like it's steep. I feel like I think people should have been complaining more about the $70 price tag for these video games, and I'm also surprised that people haven't really said much. I mean, the only people who've really complained were, what, the NBA 2K? And that was more because the fucking Kobe Bryant edition was fucking extortion.
Yeah, no, you're right. But no, you're right. But the $70 games. But even with that announcement, right, people were like, oh, I don't want to pay $70, you know, for that game. But something else, sure, I will. Like, people were already accepting it, you know. So interesting.
How much you pay for your TV? How much you pay for your cell phone?
Yeah, I think people are just ready. Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, like, even now, like video card is going to be about, like, a good video, a really nice middle-of-the-road video card, probably going to be about $500-$600, right? Like, your TV, you probably drop a couple grand on. Your phone, you probably drop about a grand on. Like, it's just recognized now that electronics are a little bit higher price point, especially if you want them to do more.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I do think I think this is also a sort of a unique situation. They've said before that they didn't have the amount of the amount to cover the amount of orders. How is it that, you know, people are literally getting, you know, like our own Carlos Romero got a bunch of his orders for the PlayStation 5 canceled. Why is that happening? Because they couldn't manufacture enough.
Yeah.
One got delayed. Order 3 got 2, and 1 got delayed. Well, I didn't get 2. 2 of them went to Bread and Crisp.
But again, I think that, you know, I think selling out, yeah, it sounds great, but how many consoles were really out there? Let's just be honest.
That's a good
point, we knew actually. This beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did know this. Both Microsoft and PlayStation said, hey, yeah, we're going to only have this amount. I mean, come on, you have situations where they're literally like, what was it? Stores are literally like locking down how many that they can sell, stuff like that, because they're not getting enough. So I feel like the real best gauge for this generation and pricing would probably be when there are more available officially.
Yeah, but at the same time, and I should have just rammed it in more. It's like no one's complaining about the price of the systems, you know, which I'm surprised by. I'm like, oh, no one cares. Well, they're fine with it.
People are not complaining about a lot of things. I'm surprised people aren't complaining because iPhones don't come with a charger anymore. So it's like things are just shifting into a different paradigm shift, and it's the way we're going. You know, even PlayStation 4, it's one of the best selling consoles of all time. The PlayStation 4, it's a fucking shitty generation. It's the worst generation of my lifetime, and that sold over 100 million. Yeah, this, you know, I knew that PlayStation 5, regardless how many inventory it would have had, would have sold like fucking crazy.
And oh, dude, that wasn't in question. Of course it was going to sell, you know, especially early adopters. My thing is, I'm just like, I'm surprised that no one is bothered by $500 where they historically have been, you know? So I'm like, okay, I can't say that anymore. That shit, that paradigm has shifted officially, you know?
Well, there's a lot of factors. It's, you know, it's the inflation, which is one, I think it's the most important one. And two, the majority of gamers with the power, the money and the power are the ones that grew up with gaming.
Yeah.
You know, back then, most of the gamers were young. Now, yeah, like, they're kids, like, because they gaming was the kids. Yeah, relied on the parents who didn't game. Now the parents are the gamers.
Yeah, that's right.
And the
yeah.
kids are too. So,
well, another point that I wanted to bring up was that games didn't really have a standardized price until, what, the PlayStation 1 era?
Yeah.
Because that's when games started to, they got the lock on the $60 game price tag. Because prior to that, I remember my father paid something like $80 for fucking Donkey Kong Country.
Were those cartridges
in Chinatown? Those cartridges were goddamn expensive, mm-hmm. man. Yeah. So like, it wasn't really a standardized price up until, you know, PS1, N64, and you can expect to pay $64. And it was pretty consistent for the past, you know, for several generations to follow. This is the first big hike in. Decades,
yeah,
honestly.
Decades, yeah. So it's been 20 years. Like PS2 was where we really got that $60 price, like locked, basically. You know,
yo man, you know, those cartridges were mad expensive, but no load times,
no load. That's right. Oh man, all right. Let's give away a game, man. Manny,
give
you are ready?
Give it away, give it
away now. Give it away, give it away.
I am ready. Let us begin.
The wheel of stuff, whatever the hell we're calling this thing.
Wheel of free shit.
Yeah, all right. All right. Let it load up a little bit here because it's running at like 2 frames a second. It's running on fidelity mode. All right, we spun it. Let's see if we could even read the name of shit. It's coming in glitchy as fuck. Melon Matt, shit. Congratulations to Mel and Matt. We know this guy. He's another guy. He's a big fan of Throwdown. So we will reach out to him. Get him his free game.
Yes.
Ooh, congrats.
Congrats to you, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks mad pixelated, bro. Mel and Matt, there you go. It's nice and clear now. You know, congrats to him. We'll reach out to him. You know, he's one of the guys who frequently asks us questions, too. You know, there you go. Did you guys see WD selling just for COD? I don't understand the question. Oh, SSD. Western Digital SSD selling for Call of Duty? No, I did not see that.
I didn't see that.
Adam would have seen it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Looking forward to those shits. Fucking, I ran out of space.
They need to
like
fucking...
Like an hour, about 2 hours after I fucking set the shit up, I was out of space. All the stuff I got queued up already to download.
Oh, PSA. Adam. Go ahead.
They've checked into it and they haven't heard of anybody needing more space. So
oh yeah,
that's right. You're fine.
Oh yeah, there you go. Another Jim Ryan bullshit thing.
Jim Ryan, there you go. Oh my god.
Yeah, they checked it. They never heard of it. So why is it downloading freaking PlayStation 4 versions and the 5?
That's the PSA I want to tell people. If you have a PS5 right now, check your system. You may have PS4 games in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know? And then not only that, even if you don't have it installed, it defaults to the PS4 version. My Call of Duty, my Valhalla, every time I come out of rest mode, when I go back in, it defaults. I have to always go and press start, game version, PS5. It's just a glitch. It won't save. It won't save to just see I have the PS5. And I don't even have the 4s installed. Even if I click on it, it's like, oh, well, take me to the store. You need to download it. I'm like, no, sucker, I got the 5. Just fucking play the 5.
Yeah. Because what happened is the other day, it was like 2 days ago, I was like, because again, I'm at the point like I got to clean up my fucking shit. So I was looking for some games to delete. I'm like, why are there 2 Miles Morales in my fucking console right now? You know, one of them was a PS4 version. So I'm just letting you know, if you guys downloaded any games that are also on PS4, check your hard drives. You probably also have the PS4 version on your PS5. So delete that shit. Give yourself some space.
I didn't hear about that. That sounds like a...
Yeah, and think and Microsoft doesn't do that because they have smart delivery. No. You just buy the game and you're good. You know,
it detects that you have it. It's like, oh, we're gonna give you the Series X update. That's it. No, on the PlayStation, it gives you a whole other version.
Yeah, it gives you 2 versions of the game. Valhalla, the same thing. Yeah. I had both versions of Valhalla, even though I was playing PS5. I'm like, why is the PS4 version in my shit taking up space? You know.
Also, Also, other roving PlayStation 4, 5 issues. What about leaving a USB device inside of the console?
Yo, I got stories, bro.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
I don't have this.
Yeah. Okay, so and this also happened to Crystal. What happened with me was I was playing, because I got to review the new Destiny 2 DLC, right? So I have it on my hard drive, you know, right here, Seagate. Had it plugged in, and I, you know, installed the game or whatever. Then I was like, let me play some Miles Morales. I'm playing Miles Morales, and the game kept fucking crashing on me over and over and over again. Never crashed before. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, is it because of my hard drive? Took out the hard drive. Suddenly the game's fine, right? And now Chris, he's not here tonight. His fucking game kept crashing. Demon Souls specifically. Every time he went to the Nexus, kept crashing. He had the dongle for his headset in the PS5. So as he takes the hot dongle out, no more crashing. So what the fuck?
My guess, this is what I'm thinking it might be. You know how they have the console has this sort of power saving technique or whatever operation system. No, not that. Where they said something about how it dynamically adjusts the power of the system to, you know, accommodate certain things. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the reason maybe why that might be happening is because those devices are continuously pulling power and it's probably not getting enough power to run whatever it is. So it causes the crash. But I could be wrong.
I don't know, man. You guys are not selling next gen to me right now. I feel like I'm going to wait a year for them to iron this shit out.
I'm thinking that I didn't decide to go for it either, because I'm seeing the guys have all these roving issues with their consoles, downloading old versions of games, USB devices just causing the fucking warning crash.
Pineapple pizza by itself. Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, I didn't order that shit.
But hey, I'm not hearing anything about no Xboxes.
Because no one's playing.
No one's playing at all.
I mean, they're playing their old shit. They're playing their old.
Yo, Carlos, yo, man, the monolith seems to be working out pretty well, even though it doesn't have anything new.
Yeah. Yo, Gabe, you notice the little thing we have there, a little surprise for our Latino viewers? I know you noticed that thing up there. Look at Carlos' image, Eurocar. Look at his image. There's something special there for the Latinos.
Good old. Vapor of
Bipaporu, yeah. Man, you gotta say it right. Bipaporu, man.
Why is he sick?
Yeah, no, okay. So, you know what it is, because you're fucking Argentinian, you don't understand, man. Like, that's the thing for us, man.
Oh, no,
man. I only ever use that shit when I got a stuffy nose. Is he got a stuffy nose? No, what's okay, going
dude,
on?
Okay, Vicks Vapor Rub, or as we call Bipaporu, is literally the cure for everything. Everything, mm-hmm. Like, it's like Tussin, you know, but for us, you know. Like, it'll cure cancer. It'll, like, send you to the future. It'll do everything. Like,
does your taxes for you. Everything. I forgot about that.
One of the jokes I said, like, because Latinos didn't get the Rona for all. I'm like, yeah, because we got Bipaporu, man. We're good, you know? Yo, my mom, she puts that shit on her fucking teeth. Like, oh, I got a toothache. We put that shit, like, that's how crazy it is with Dominicans, yeah. Man. It's nuts, you know?
Yeah. Mexicans, Dominicans, we all use that shit.
You know, Puerto Ricans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess Argentinians don't do that shit. Like,
yo, they're mainland. They're mainland, so, you know.
Stuffy nose, that's it.
Yeah, no. No, you're using it the correct way. You use that for literally everything else, you know? Like, I got a headache. Let me put some shit on my forehead, you know?
Like, literally, like, if you have a sore throat, your mom will put it on the back of your throat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, chineto, you know, it's like, fuck. and the fucked up thing is the next day you wake up, you're like, I'm fine. Damn it, this shit works, yep. You know?
Sore muscles, you know?
Yeah, you put that
shit
on.
You got a stiff neck.
It does work on sore muscles, yeah. Though. It's actually good.
Yo, you be smelling like that shit all day, but you feel good.
That fucking smell, man.
Oh, my God, bro. All right, let's move on. Let's speak about things that stink. Tim Sweeney said something that's very foul. Yo, Gabe, you already know what we're going to talk about. So he compared the fight against Apple to the fight for civil rights. And yeah, and then the thing is, then he doubled down on it.
Oh, I didn't know he doubled down. Go on. Yeah. Tell us more.
Okay, so basically, you know how it is. Apple's pretty much extorting people and shit. 30%, you know, they're asking people for 30% cut and shit. So he was like, we got to fight this. This is fucked up what they're doing, which is true. It's fucked up. It's Apple, you know. But then he had to liken it to civil rights. And then here's the thing. I understand where he's what he's trying to say. It's like this is something we should fight for, but you got to understand that comes with some heavy connotation saying that shit. And I'm not here trying to be preachy. You know, I'm not that hyper person, but it's like, bro, you could have used a better analogy. This is like when hip hop gamers, when hip hop gamers said that not liking the Order 1886 is like racism. It's like, bro, fuck, I gotta chill with that shit, man. So Gabe, what's your take on that, bro?
Sound like, I don't know. That doesn't make, it doesn't have much of a take. It's just a stupid fucking thing to say. It's not remotely comparable to anything except one rich company is trying to fuck over another rich company and one of them's upset at the other. And that's all it boils down to. Like, motherfucker, like, they got money. And it's just a matter of them trying to make more money because this other company's being greedy and they want more money for themselves. And that's all it really boils down to is just a bunch of rich assholes complaining that they're not getting enough money.
It's a good point, yeah. I just find that shit. I'm like, bro, you really said that shit. You know
what? Yeah, my man said I have a dream.
Yeah.
That I need Apple to make more money from the Apple store. And that's what he said. And everybody's like, that don't make no damn sense. What the fuck you talking?
Oh God. Like, yeah, is he gonna have like a million man march and shit? Fucking... Oh my God.
It's like racism. Come on, man. Like,
or it's a civil right. It's a fight for civil rights.
It's like this fight for civil rights. No, it's a yeah. He said it before. It's one big company trying to fuck over another big company. unless we're going by the current state of corporations, which they consider them people too.
Well, in which case it would be one people fucking over another people. It's the same goddamn concept at the end of the day, which is them just being greedy. It's greed, plain and simple. And I don't know who the fuck he's trying to convince or get to his side by making this comparison. Because what, like, who the fuck is going to listen to that and go, oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. It's just shit. Where did he say this? On Twitter? He made a fucking press release?
I don't know what he said. He was talking to it. He was talking to Congress, it looks like. Oh, shit.
Okay. Was it really?
Hold on. Where the hell did he say this shit?
I hope
it not was some official ground. Oh, no. He told Wall Street Journal. There you go. So,
which is still a pretty good,
yeah,
like, the bro publication. Yeah. Like, yeah, oh, this is a fight for civil rights. Sure it is. Sure. It makes sense.
That's dumb. That's dumb. Then he doubled down on it. You know, it's like, all right, bro. You know, personally, I don't care. You know, I just think it's like funny that he said that shit. I'm like, really, bro, you're going there in this day and age making an analogy like that? All right, man. You know, but people are still going to.
They got fuck you money, though. That's the thing. Yeah,
they got epic money. They're good.
It's like, that's it. Like, Fortnite's going to keep them afloat for probably another decade. Like, they could just retire and call it a day at that point.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it probably will be around for another decade, that fucking game. All right, I don't get it. Anyway, so, let's move on here. We're not going to go through all of these, but the Game Awards got announced, the nominees. So we'll just talk about the Game of the Years because there's a lot of shit, a lot of bullshit categories in here. You know, a lot of controversy once again because of the nominees. You know,
did they nominate Kojima just because?
As the Game of the Year, Kojima's just Game of the Year.
Just because.
Yeah. All right, so we're not going to go through all these because we're probably going to do a live show covering this like we did before. So the Game of the Year nominees are Animal Crossing, right? New Horizons, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, and The Last of Us 2. So, yeah. By the way, I should say none of us really give a fuck about this shit, but you guys like talking about this. The fans are like speculating and all that. I'm going to say this.
What controversy is there?
People, because, you know, The Last of Us haters, they're bad that it made it on there.
Okay.
By the That's way, fair. Let's just be honest, though. That game's probably going to win Game of the Year. It's either that or Animal Crossing. One of those two is going to win Game of the Year. My
vote's on Animal Crossing, if that's the case.
Yeah.
That feels game-like. I mean, I don't want not to be too controversial, but none of those games... I've heard, obviously, great things about Hades, but I haven't played it myself.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal was good. For me, like, none of those games, I don't really much care for Animal Crossing. It's cute. You know, I play it, like, friendly and all that. The Last of Us, I never gave a shit about the original. I wasn't really thrilled about this new one. I don't really care that it's depressing, because I know some people are like, oh, you don't like it because it's depressing and it's sad. It's like, no, I don't like it because it's not very. I don't really care much for the world, and I don't really care much for the gameplay. So, but as far as my game of the year personally was Neo 2, and that wasn't on the list. So I don't really care for game of the year at this point.
Is Neo 2 even nominated for anything?
I don't think it got nominated for jack shit.
Damn, they got snubbed then.
It's great too, not to hijack it.
Yeah. Well, my game of the year is also a samurai game, Ghost of Tsushima. That game's
fun. Well, that was on it though. That was on the list.
That's on the list. So that's what I would pick. It's not gonna win though. It's gonna be either Animal Crossing or Last of Us 2. You know, if you guys out there have heard the podcast, the spoiler podcast, you know how I feel about that game. You know, I like half of it. When anything with Ellie in it, I liked. Anything with Abby, get rid of that. I didn't care for her. You know, Animal Crossing, whatever, fucking little. Cute. Yeah, I don't play that type of shit. Doom Eternal, I fucking loved. Final Fantasy VII was my game of the year until Ghost of Tsushima came out. Hades, I don't care for dungeon crawlers, and Last of Us 2, nah. So I personally wouldn't want Ghost of Tsushima, but it's probably going to be Last of Us 2 or the Animal Crossings. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think about these nominees?
I think so. I agree.
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
I think Animal Crossing is going to win just because of its sheer popularity.
Yeah.
Either that or whoever shows up, you know, on the, whoever the shows show. Up.
Yeah, wait, or is it all going to be like live stream? Because that's not, you know, because of the Rona, I don't think they're having a show, are they? You know?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So it's, you know, one of the, whoever, you know, puts in money in Jeff Keighley's pocket is going to win. The nominees, I like all of those games except Animal Crossing. I don't have an opinion on it because I haven't played it. And Hades, I don't have an opinion on it because I haven't played that either. One game that I would add, if I were to add another game, would be Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Yeah, that's nominated for Best Art Direction.
It should have been nominated for Game of the Year, man. Damn. That shit looked legit. And with the Xbox Series X patch for 4K 120 frames per second on HDR on my TV, that shit is fucking nuts, man.
Hey, by the way, there it is. Best action game. Neo 2 is nominated.
Okay, I'll agree with that. Neo 2 is fucking great. Like, the fact that they announced that shit on PC got me actually legitimately hyped.
Nice.
Because now I get to play that. Like, once I review that shit, I get to play with all the fucking DLC and shit, all the new weapons included. It's a really fun, goofy fucking samurai action game. Like, I know, I don't know if you played it.
I reviewed it for geek.com. I didn't play very far. I wrote as an editorial. I'm like, I couldn't properly review the game because I couldn't get far because I kept getting fucking killed.
The controls are definitely it's a little confusing because it's super, super fucking manual. You have three different stances that you got to cycle to. I think we had a conversation with that. And you said you compared it to Ghost of Tsushima and you like how they did stances in that game better.
Yeah, I like it better, yeah.
But once you learn how the stances work, it's so much fun. And also, now that I think about it, it's just, again, kind of off topic, but I'm surprised that they didn't put, I don't know if you guys have been playing Genshin Impact at all, but that game kind of blew up too.
Yeah,
that Chinese gacha game. I feel like every other goddamn gaming channel has been playing that. And I've been playing it off and on myself, and I'm having a lot of fun with that game, which is shocking because it's fucking free to play.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of chatter on that on Twitter. None of us have played it. You know, I'm not...
Okay.
Yeah, but Twitter's blowing up. They're always posting shit. But I'm like, hey, it just looks like some anime game. But you like it. Oh, hold on. There it is. The best RPG is nominated. Genshin Impact? Yeah.
All right, that's fair enough. Okay.
There you go. Oh, it looks like they got everything covered, but yeah, I don't know. Again, we'll probably cover this live like we usually do every year, but, you know, it's again, with these award shows, who the fuck cares, man?
When is the award show? I don't usually follow it until I hear about it.
It is December 10th. Is that going to be on Thursday? Okay. They're usually on Thursdays. Let me see.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so December 10th, I don't know what episode of Throwdown is going to be. We're going to be covering that live. So there you go, people. It'll be the penultimate episode of Throwdown for the year, you know? Cool. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about the Game Awards? The only reason I put it in there is because fans wanted to hear some of our takes about the Game of the
Year. That's fair. I mean, you got to give the fans what they want.
That's what the show's about. Yeah.
You know, they have their favorites. They want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned, Ori was my only snub for me. But I think, you know, game like Animal Crossing, I think it's, you know, pending to win. It's just the game. Yeah, it's the game of the year for most of the people that played video games, I guess, because it was like the most popular one. I'd be surprised if, honestly, I'd be surprised if The Last of Us 2 would win, just because I don't see any ties between Last of Us 2 and Jeff Keighley.
Oh, is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, Jeff Keighley's an opportunist. He'll get whatever, you know, opportunity comes at him, and he'll grab it.
What is the tie between him and Animal Crossing?
That's what I was about to ask.
I don't know. He's worked with Nintendo before, like in when they revealed that 3DS color, one 3DS XL thing. But
because like nowadays, all I know of Jeff Keighley is Sony and Kojima. Like,
that's true. Yeah, he has been involved with Sony. He broke the news. Like Gabe talked about it earlier about how, you know, talking about games that are going to come out for the PS4. Jeff Keighley is actually the person that broke those news.
Yeah, exactly. It could be Last of Us because there's your tie, the Sony tie.
That could be it. But
Sony flipped them a bigger check.
We want this to do it.
You never know. I mean, if they're going to re-release the Last of Us on PS5, they might just be doing something like that, writing them a little check behind there, keeping that game fresh in everybody's mind, because they'll announce that shit during the Game Awards, maybe.
Oh, see shit.
A little trailer for The Last of Us 2 remastered on PS5.
With multiplayer, because everybody's been asking about that.
Yeah. And then they win, shockingly.
Shockingly, right? You notice that all the fucking trailers that they have are just advertisements for other games. You know, it's like, oh, it in one, they just had an ad 2 minutes ago. Isn't that something? I swear, man.
Like well, that one time where it was like they gave the Lifetime Achievement Award to the guys who created to the guys who created King's Quest, the two people that created King's Quest. Lo and behold, they just so happened to be working on a revival of King's Quest.
Holy shit, what a coincidence.
Like when the Walking Dead cast was there and the Telltale Walking Dead game won Game of the Year.
Yeah.
It's all set up. That's why, you know, he threw that rope-a-dope and didn't make a Death Stranding Game of the Year last year. He's like, oh, I see. I told you. I'm like, motherfucker, we have like 5 years of evidence where you did that fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's funny because Death Stranding didn't win that one time, but it won a bunch of other awards on the other category. So
yeah, it was making a clean sweep before that.
It made a clean sweep, and then they're like, the what was it? The monkey wrench was, oh hey, look, let's give Sekiro.
Yeah, Sekiro game of the year. Yeah.
Oh wait! Oh, maybe Ghost of Tsushima is not going to win this year because the Samurai game already won.
I was thinking about that. Like, they already had a Samurai win.
And we all know how the game awards work. Is there only can only be one foreign game winner?
Even though it was made by Westerners, you know.
But Sekiro, no, was it?
No. Ghost of Tsushima is.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's Sucker Punch, you know. That's crazy, man. All right, and the last thing I want to talk about, I wish Chris was here because I really put this story in here for him. So IO Interactive, yesterday they were teasing that they're going to be coming out with a brand new game. And today they announced that they're going to be coming out with a brand new James Bond game. And I'm like, that is absolutely perfect. Like, the Hitman games have some of the best stuff out there. I'm like, James Bond is a super secret spy and shit. I'm like, imagine a James Bond game with the Hitman mechanics. That'll be fucking good. So I'm all for it, you know? I'm all for that. Gabe,
Hitman with those games, right? Is my shit, man. Yeah. I love Hitman. Like that was honestly my first PlayStation 2. Was Hitman 2. Shit. My father was just like, he surprised me on my birthday, popped that shit out, and he goes, I don't know too much about video games, but they told me this is a good one. It hit me with fucking Hitman 2. I played the absolute shit out of that fucking game. I loved it. I loved the stealth. I loved how the game encouraged you to approach stealth differently. Depending, like, you got different rankings depending on how you stealth mission shit. I was like, man, this is amazing. This is a great fucking game. So, of course, that revival that came out a couple of years ago that IO did, I was super hyped for that. So knowing that they're working on a 007 game, for me at least, I mean, I can't say that I'm confident. I don't know what approach they're going to take on. But if it's the stealth approach and they take elements from Hitman into this new game, I think I'd be happy. I don't think anybody has anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm like, give us that shit. That's going to be dope because I really like those Hitman games. And they're a great substitute since we no longer have Splinter Cells or Metal Gears in the world. If you want a big AAA stealth game, you got to go to Hitman. And it's a great game, so I'm all for it. All we know is just that James Bond, IO Interactive, that's literally all we know. So maybe we'll hear more at the Game Awards, you know?
Maybe. It's like.
But I'm all for that, man. I am all for that. All right, before we wrap up here, let us run through what people have been playing lately. So, Adam, we'll start with you. What games have you been playing lately, sir?
Let me see. What was it? Borderlands 3, PS5. I did that whole review. I love it. That's
120 so frames a second, man?
No, not really 120 frames. But, I mean, it's just, it doesn't have the loads. That was the issue. That one was so glitchy. If you played it on PS4 or even on Xbox, it had a lot of issues with the loading and the glitching and stuff. All that's cleaned up, and it just works. That's it. It just works. You feel like you're just in Borderlands, and it's fine, and it makes you very happy. And the haptic feedback controller does the same thing like the Call of Duty, where you feel that resistance on the triggers. That's awesome. So every weapon I've picked up so far has a different feel, and I really enjoyed that. And now I'm also doing Yakuza, playing Yakuza. I love that. I told you that's my game of the year. And so now
like
that
a I have dragon?
Yeah, Like a Dragon. Love it. So good. Makes me so happy.
And it's surprising because you never was a Yakuza guy like that before, you know?
Because this is different. This is this JRPG turn-based with a twist. You know, instead of when you do summons, instead of doing some magic, you just pick up your phone and you call somebody, yo, show up. And the guy goes down, like, yo, fuck him up. You know, it's hilarious. You know, another guy's got really bad breath and shit. And he's like, and he's like, oh, there's a guy flashing me. And then that causes blindness because he's got no, you know, his penis is in my face. It's crazy. It's so crazy. So I love it. And that's what I've been playing. And of course, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, there you go. The remaster, right? Or remake.
Remake. Oh, I love that. That's another game that had a lot of load issues. Just the loading. It's just so fast. Because it's loading the whole thing in 4K, and I got it on the PS4, but man, I dumped that on my SSD. Boop. That's it. That issue has been resolved.
So. I know you're chilling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Carlos, man, what have you playing your Series X? Because you don't got a PlayStation yet.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
You know, I had to rub that in your face, you know, like that Bebop Odoo, you know, got to rub it in, man.
I've been playing, so speaking of Series X, the 17th, which was 2 days ago, an update came in for the Master Chief Collection. And it's 4K, 120 frames per second, and it looks fucking glorious, man. You know, me and Tony have been playing the older games, you know, going through them and streaming them, and it's crazy how much they've improved. You know, performance wise, fidelity wise, it's just crazy. So I've been playing that, and to no one's surprise, Heroes of the Storm.
Dead.
Heroes of the Storm. So I've been playing that, and what else have I been playing? I played a little bit of Yakuza, not too much. I still haven't gotten that far into the story. And that's it, I think. Cool. Pretty much it.
All right. Me, I've been playing Earthang, man. I recently got the Platinum in Astro Bot and Miles Morales. Great games. Miles Morales, you know, I'll admit it. Game was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. The length was exactly what I expected, about 12, 14 hours, but it took me about 20 to Platinum. That was good. Playing some Demon Souls here and there with Chris and Brett, having fun there. Chris and I, we fucked up this giant, like, fire monkey last night and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. And I finished Call of Duty, Cold War. That
was Call of Duty. You know, I've been playing that. And now I was like, let me just test it out. Spider-Man Remastered, and I'm fully playing this shit because the ray tracing is just blowing me away, you know? I also been playing Godfall, which I wait for my review. Wait for my review on that fucking game. Yeah, Gabe. And I'm about to play The Pathless. Reggie, I see you in there, brother. So that's going to be fun. So, I'm playing a lot of games for work and for pleasure, and it's all good, man. You know, the next gen is here, man. It's crazy. All right. Brett, what have you been playing lately, sir?
I've been playing the hell out of Demon Souls.
Yes, man. How far have you gotten, man?
Let's see. I just killed the Flame Lurker, so I've got 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, 2-2, and I'm just at the end of 3-1.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Flame Lurker is the guy we took down last night. Ooh. Oh yeah, that was. You know what was annoying about that fight? He kept trapping me in the corner, so the camera kept getting fucked up on me. You know, but we beat his ass. That's good, man. Have you been playing anything besides Demon's Souls?
Not really yet. I'm kind of a one game at a person, or a one game at a time kind of person.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna crack into Assassin's Creed here as soon as I'm ready to take just a little bit of a breather, but man, I've been waiting for Demon's Souls forever.
There you go, man. There you go.
Playing Assassin's Creed. Yeah, too many. So
you're saying there
being remastered on Switch. Yeah, I've been
playing. You're saying there was a reason to get a PS5 then?
No. Oh.
Yeah, as of right now, it's still pretty sparsely populated.
Yeah.
So yeah, not right now.
Yeah, exactly. But Demon's Souls is the shit. Gabe, man, what have you been playing lately?
Oh man, I've been playing bunch of random shit, but let me start. Like, I've been doing Solasta, which is that Dungeons and Dragons tactical RPG. It's kind of like Baldur's Gate. It's really good, actually. If you like turn-based RPGs, that kind of like Baldur's Gate type, like top-down RPG style tactical stuff, it's great. It's a really good game. On top of that, I've been playing Genshin Impact on and off, because I'm really enjoying that kind of Zelda vibe that it's got. It's just really chill, just going around exploring stuff. And the fact that it's free to play is a fucking icing on the cake. You really can't complain about that. Like, a free Zelda game, basically. What else have I been playing? I was fucking around with the Steam games because I don't know. Not to get too off topic, but there's a
By the way, getting off topic is what we do on the show, so you're perfectly fine.
It's perfect. Let me steer this boat in a completely different direction then. So there's an action game. I think I told Jeffrey about this. An action game based on an old Japanese hentai that's on Steam. And I was like, what's this about? So it's called Action Taimenin, and it's like a gacha game just like Genshin Impact. It's honestly not that good, but it's just fucking silly to see these fucking skinny anime ninjas with giant titties just flipping around doing all sorts of stuff. So that I was playing that off and on too, just because it's silly as fun. And it's fun. What else have I been playing? Solasta, Genshin Impact. Yeah, that's about it for now. I'm about to pick up Hyrule Warriors in a couple of days for my Switch because I was curious to see what they do with the story, because it's like a prequel or something, but it's like a, I don't know, it's like, you know, it's a Musou shit, so it's like Dynasty Warrior style action for Zelda. I like the original, so I was like, yeah, let me give it a try.
I wonder if your weapons break after five hits in that fucking game too.
Oh man, I hope they don't preserve that, but I would be shocked if that's a little too creative for the Musou guys to be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about it.
Nice. Manny, have you had a chance? Because I know you've been busy as fuck. Are you muted, bro?
Yeah, I'm in total deadline mode. Literally this week, I finished off a 16-page comic for one thing. Then I got another thing that I'm closing out today. Then I got another thing I'm closing out this one. The only thing that's gaming wise I have is literally I have this, which is Spider-Man Miles Morales for the PS4. And it's just sort of sitting
PS4
here.
PS4, damn. I've been putting that shit a year.
Yeah, they still got PS4s out there, man.
Yo, man, got that banging cover, though.
Yeah, the reversible one. That's cool.
The reversible cover. Yeah, looks good. So, yeah, I just got that looking at me. They're just saying, hey, you want to play? I'm like, yeah, sure. But fun thing, though, they found out you can play original Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
Yeah, Peter Parker. A little
fun. Yeah, you can play. But well, not you're not playing Peter Parker. You're kind of are and aren't.
Uh-oh.
You kind of are and aren't, because it has all the moves from the Peter Parker version of Spider-Man, but it is Miles Morales in the suit.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he moves like Peter Parker. Like, he doesn't, like, do all that kind of off-balance-y stuff that Miles does.
Oh, and he forgot his Venom attacks?
No, he doesn't. He has the Venom attacks along with the Spider-Man moves, the normal Spider-Man moves. So, yeah. But it's a fun little trick that you can do that you hold two buttons and then it just does it. So everybody's been doing it. They've been playing the whole game as PS4 Spider-Man.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, that's all I got. I mean, I'm looking forward to having some time to actually sleep and actually play, do a little something other than just work for hours and hours. But, you know, that's just the way life and freelance is.
Gotta make that money, man. Gotta make that money.
Free Manny from Crunch Time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, get this man into a union.
Ain't nobody fighting for me about this shit, right? Mm. Nobody's getting appalled that the comics industry or any other industry, most other industries are working late and crazy ass hours.
Yeah, how come Jason Schreier isn't talking about you, man?
Yeah, well, because I'm not video game based, and I'm not on the top of the food chain as far as like, hey, look, let's talk about the new hot game that's coming out, Cyberpunk, Last of Us.
are you saying that
Michael Jackson Moonwalker?
Are you saying that Jason Schreier is picking those games on purpose?
Oh yeah, he's totally doing that shit. That's what you call striking while the iron is hot. That shit's hot, so he's gonna find out all the dirt he can find out about it to get himself some clicks.
How topical of him.
Yeah, and he'll block everybody, man. There you go. All right, man, start wrapping up. Gabe, man, I want to thank you so much for being on. We had fun with you, as always, you know.
And it's been good to be here. I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody on Discord in a long-ass time. Like, we used to have our meetings with Jeffrey all the time. What the fuck happened to that shit? We gotta do that again.
Yeah, we really should.
I gotta call him up.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time. But anyway, man, please plug your stuff, man. Where can people find you and your work?
Well, most of my work is on PC Magazine. I freelance, but for the most part, that's where you'll find me. Sometimes you'll find me on Twitter, at DracoZombie, so DracoZombie. I don't always reply, though, so don't expect a fast reply. But that's pretty much it. You can see my work at PC Magazine. Find me on Twitter. Yeah, that's about it.
Nice, nice. All right, Manny, plug what you got. You got a game, don't you?
Yeah, I got a game. Got a game, but did some artwork for. It's called Swim Sanity. If you go on to Xbox Game with Gold, it's totally free. So why not give it a try?
There you go. Swim Sanity.
About to look it up.
All right, Adam, man, what you got coming up?
Oh, we got another episode of the I Am Negan. That's coming out tomorrow. So we're doing for World Beyond. Can't wait till that shit is over. Not a fan of that series at all.
Oh, dude!
And then, I got the Call of Duty review, and I got Need for Speed remastered on Switch because I was like, this better be good, and it is. I love it.
I won't tell my boss that you don't like that because I just...
Well, you can tell my fear. I just don't like World Beyond. And it's funny. You know what? Well, I gotta say, the fucking internet's a dark place. Because as soon as you start poo-pooing on something, everybody likes you. They're doing the tweets. They give you thumbs. I got motherfuckers over here throwing me fist bumps. I'm like, really? I'm poo-pooing on this shit? You know, it's got all these fucking hits. I'm like, god damn. And then when, as soon as they say I like something, I'm like, nah, fuck that. This motherfucker like
TV. You're getting paid.
Oh, he liked it. You fucking shill, you know?
Yo, man, you're shill. You're getting paid.
Oh, man. All right. And for me, watch out. I got reviews coming. Godfall, Pathless, and a bunch of other shit, you know? All right, man. So that's going to do it for us. So thank you for watching and listening. You can follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and join our Discord where it is always popping, man. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. You can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, man, you forgot one piece of news.
Oh, what's the news, man?
When is Throwdown going to be next week?
Oh, shit, that's right. We were going to announce it on Sunday, but yeah, next week we'll be on Wednesday because of the Thanksgiving, so stay tuned for that. 10:30 p.m. Eastern, same time, but Wednesday. We'll give you more details on Sunday. There you go. Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, everybody, and a good holiday. Just Thanksgiving. You know, try to make the best of it.
Don't worry, we still got one more episode before, or two more episodes. Right, we still got two more episodes, bro. We still got two more. See, this is why I didn't say nothing, Carlos. I confuse Adam, you know?
Yeah, it confused
me. Oh, my bad.
Yo, man, I see this part.
It's already Sunday, right now. So I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat room. They're giving us mad props right now. Brett Murdoch.
It's the real people. Stay safe out there.
And Gabe Zamora.
Oh, shit. That's
man, don't fuck up the outro, motherfucker. Gabe, man. Say
it was a pleasure to be here. I hope everybody stays safe. I hope everybody has a good holiday. Thanks for having me, and have a good night.
You already know. All right, people, we'll see you on Sunday, man.
Well,
later.
I forgot. That's it. Wait, it's Survivor Series.
Deuces.
Undertaker saying goodbye. Okay.
Man, I said goodbye to the Undertaker like 20 years ago, man.
All right. Shout out to the Undertaker then, man. All right, we'll see you on Sunday, people. Later.
Rest in peace.
Deuces.